We continue our learning. We are in Ksuvos, Paraches, Mishnah Beis. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that once Nisuin happens, a woman can no longer sell or give as a gift any of the Nechasim, any of the possessions that fell to her through Yerusha, or maybe that were given to her as a gift. Why? Because at the point, at the time of Nisuin, the husband is now Zoche, he now has the rights to those Nechasim. That's the Nichse Malug we're speaking of in such a situation. It's not a dowry, this is a gift she received. So the Karen belongs to her. The husband has the right to eat the peros. So therefore, they're in his Rishus, and she therefore should not be selling them or giving them as a gift. Now, if she did, so the Mishnah, if you remember, made a distinction between Nechasim that fell to her after Nisuin to Nechasim that fell to her before Nisuin. Nechasim that fell to her after Nisuin, the husband has the right to confiscate that from the Lukuchos, from the people she sold it to, or the people she gave it to as a gift. Why? Because those possessions fell to her after they already had Nisuin. But if there were Nechasim that fell to her after Nisuin, before Nisuin rather, and she sold them though after Nisuin, so we said, even though she should not be selling them, Rabbi Gamliel's opinion was that mecher, that sale, that matana is kayam, takes effect, because at the end of the day, although she sold them after Nisuin, the husband now has the rights to them, they fell to her before Nisuin, before the husband had any rights to them, and therefore the sale is effective. However, the Gemara brings a brisa, and I quote, Rabosenu chazru v'nimnu, the Chachamim then rescinded this and voted the following. Bein shenaflu la ad shalotis ares, uvein shenaflu mishenis arsa, v'nises habal motzi miyara lakuchos. So that became, so they rescinded the original psak and decided that even if she's selling something, even if it fell to her before Arison, even after Arison, but then she had Nisuin and she sold them at that point. The halacha is, we said, hold on. According to the original halacha, the husband cannot be motzi miyara lekuchos. He can only motzi miyara lekuchos in a case where she sold them and she was not, and not only was she not permitted to sell them, but they fell to her after Nisuin. What this is pointing out was that the if they fell to her before Nisuin, certainly before Arison, so then the husband, although she should not be selling them the Chatzchila after Nisuin, nonetheless the husband cannot confiscate them from the Lukuchos. This halacha is telling us that it doesn't matter. The husband always has the right to take anything she sold or gave as a gift. If she sold it afterwards, after Nisuin, he has the right to take it from the Lukuchos, even though that that matana fell to her before Nisuin. In fact, that's the psak of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos Perek Chaf Beis Halacha Zayin, and I quote: "Imachra ha'isha nichse milug achar shenises." If a woman sells her nichse milug after Nisuin, aval pisha osam anachasim naflu la kodem tshetis ares. Even those nechasim fell to her before, not only before Nisuin, even before Arison. Habal motzi haperos miyad halukuchos kol yemei chayeha. Avo lo gufa karka. Of course, he cannot take the gufa karka because that's not his. That's the principle is not his. She'elo klum beguf nichse mulogat she'tamos. Until she passes away, the guf, the principle is not his. But the peros, yes. Mesa b'chayav. Of course, if she passes away in his lifetime, motzi then haguf miyad alakuchos below damim. Okay, so our Mishnah is coming to teach us Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon believes that we should distinguish between nechasim that are called yiduim, that are known labal. We'll see what that means. To nechasim that are einum yiduim labal. To nechasim that he did not know about. So Rabbi Shimon, a cholek bein nechasim le nechasim, the Mishnah says, he distinguishes between different types of nechasim that in certain cases, that where if the woman sold them after Nisuin, the mecher is batel, it's null and void. And other nechasim, where if she sold after Nisuin, the mecher is kayim. How so? Nechasim hayaduim labal. If there were nechasim possessions, some estate that fell to the woman, and the husband knew about it, he knew they fell to her. According to the Rosh, it means that he knew that they were eventually going to fall to her. Lo timkor vimachra vinasna batel. Not only is she not allowed to sell them after nisuin, and that's a true even if they fell to her before nisuin. Remember this that rescinded position of the Gemara. The truth is the halacha is always that way. She should not be selling them even if they fell before. The question is whether the mecher is kayam or not. So since the husband knew about them vimachra vinasna after the husband knowing about these nechasim, she sold them, even though they may have fallen to her before Nisuin, but she saw them after Nisuin, batel. That mecher, that matana is null and void. Why? Because the husband can taina, he can claim that, you know why I married you? I married you on almanas on the condition that you were going to be receiving these nechasim and that I was going to have the peros of them. So that's why that sale is batel. But she'enam yidum labal, the nechasim fell to her. And the husband didn't know about them at all. So lo timkor true lechatchila, she shouldn't be selling them, as we said, because the mishubat labal for the husband to eat the peros. But vimracha menasna kayom. But if she did sell them or give them as a gift before the husband knew about them, so then that mecher, that matana is kayom, and that would be true even if they fell to her. The Gemara explains after nisuin, even after nisuin, since he didn't know about them, he's not zocha in them. And Halacha indeed follows Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim, what it means, yiduim or not yiduim. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says yiduim, what does it mean, nechasim that the husband knows about? It's a defined nechasim, and that is karka. And because that's people know about that. We have halachos where we assume people know about karka. But she'enam yidum are metalton, unmovable objects. That's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Elu ve'elu yiduin him. Both karka and metalton are considered yiduim. What ve'elu hein ain she'enam yiduim? Kol she'yosheves kan v'naflu la nechasim b'dinas hayam. Says the Gemara that where she's living here and the nechasim fell to her overseas, meaning that we assume that the husband min hastam doesn't know about them. That would be true, by the way, if she nechasim fell to her in the same medina, the same province, and didn't know about them as well. And we follow Rabbi Yochanan that metaltlin and karka makes a difference. Both of those are you doing. It's where nechasim fall to her, enam that are where she's here and she's and the nechasim on medias hayam. That's what we assume is not you doing. And in this, such a situation, although she shouldn't lechatchila sell those nechasim, and this is true even after nesuin. We would say that it's going to be kayim, it's going to be effective because the husband did not know about it. The sale or the gift would be kayim. Peraches Mishnah Gimel. Naflu na la ksafim. So here we have a case where a woman has fell be Yerusha Matana, cash. She got cash. So we learned in Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph that if a married woman, we said, what happened? Let's say there's a case of boshes and pagam where there's embarrassment or there's defect, there's depreciation of our value. So what do we do with that money? We say that we should use let's say she's paid that money, take the money and buy karka, and the principal says the baal eats the payers. She can't keep that cash because anything the woman has really belongs to the husband, and therefore it should be treated like nechsei milug. You buy karka, and then he gets to the principal sars, and he gets to eat the peros. So Amish is coming to teach us regarding ksafim, cash or peros that fall to the woman, where we have the same halacha. Yilakach mem karka v'abalach peros. So that's what's happening here. The Mishnah says again, naflu v'ksafim yilakach behen karka v'huachal peros. That's what you do with the cash. You can't keep it as cash because the husband should have the rights, the peros rights, so to that. So it's like nechsei milug. So what are we going to do when you have cash? You can't use the cash because the principal's harsh. So the only thing to do is to buy land, buy real estate, and then he gets the profit. Buy an animal, and then he gets to use buy chicken, and he can use the eggs. So we say karka, and he's ochel peros. Peros hatzulushim min ha karka. Let's say what fell to her be Yerusha as a gift. fruit, but it was already cut from the ground, separated, detached from the ground. The same thing, the peros, this is like cash, treated the same way. It's metaltal, and you sell it by karka, and then he's able to eat the peros of that karka because the principle belongs to her. But let's say what fell to the woman, peros that are still attached to the ground. So Amar Rabbi Meir, meaning what have fell to our land, and fruit attached to the land. So how do we treat this? Is there anything we need to sell? So Amar Rabbi Meir, Shamin Osan, Kamahen Yafin Biperos, the Kamahen Yafin below Peros, Vahamosar, Ilakach Behen Karka, Vahu Ochel Peros. Says Rabbi Meir, you know what you do? You appraise the land. What are they worth now that with the fruit that's attached to them? What is the land worth without the Peros? And that difference, that Mosar, what do you do with that? That's like something that belongs, the husband should have the rights to, and therefore you buy karka, and he's able to eat the peros, because we treat that that value, that difference between the karka and the karka with the peros, that extra value of the peros as keren, and therefore we have to buy land with that value and eat the peros. Rabbi Meir basically holds that which grew in the reshus of the Baal, so that has the status of peros and belonged to him. But that's not what happened here. What grew in, what did not grow in his reshus, what grew in her reshus, or was a part of the Yerusha before, don't have the status of peros, they have the status of Karen, which belongs to her, and the husband eats the peros. V'chachamim omrim. No, more simple. Hamechubarin la'karka shelo. The peros that fell to her when they're attached to the ground belong to him, because even peros that did not grow in his reshus have the status of peros, and since they have the status of peros, he's able to, the karka's hers, and he's able to eat the peros. So the Karen's there, and the peros are there too. So the Karen is hers, and the peros are his. V'hatzlushim in ha'karka, but this is really a repeat, but if they're detached from the ground, so then if they fell to her as detached, then shelo, those belong to her. Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me this again? So some hold that we're reviewing this for the following, to teach us that only peros that are tolish mamish from the karka are hers, but peros that are, or what we call omdim lihi tolish, are about to be detached, still have the status of mechubar la karka, and therefore they belong to him.